then I have all this conviction, and I realize, like, I can't lie anymore. And so then all these thoughts are coming through my head. How do I stop lying? I don't know. I don't know how to stop lying. This is what I do. It's, you know, and I would catch myself in little tiny things, saying things that are stupid. You know, Karen, did you leave that towel on the floor? No. And then it's just like, I did leave that towel on the floor. Why did I say no? Why don't I just go pick up the stupid towel? Why does it have to be a big deal? Like, these are the thoughts going through my head. And it was like a nightmare because, you know, little things that people don't think anything about, they're like tormenting my mind. You know, I'm just like overthinking and analyzing everything and trying to learn to stop lying about everything. And but nonetheless, I had this conviction and I realized it had to stop and I was going to have to go on this long, painful journey to recover, you know, my spirit, my soul, my heart, everything about me, because I had spent so much time damaging it and allowing other people to damage it. In the meantime, I'd become a Christian, and 2 months later, during all this time when Ezra's like sharing with me and witnessing to me, he's inviting me to church, and yeah, I'm going to church with him. We became really, really good friends, and we were hanging out a lot. He would come places with my friends, and I'd go places with his friends, and we just totally became like just buddies, you know. He was the first boy that I didn't tell that I liked. You know, most boys, whenever I'd meet them, I'd be like, oh, I like you. I was really, like, assertive. I'd tell them I like them, or I'd just make out with them. Ezra,
come here.
Pretty much. But with Ezra, it was very different because I developed such a strong friendship with him that I didn't want to ruin anything, especially because he was, like, so good, you know, and he was so awesome. And I didn't meet, you know, at the time, he was 18 when we first started, you know, becoming friends. And I didn't know any other 18-year-old that was so, like, straight edge, I guess, and so nice and so, like, just serious about what he believed in and, you know, that kind of thing. But at the same time, he's totally fun. So, you know, it was really interesting to me. And so he was the first boy that, like, everybody around me knew that I totally was just, like, enamored with him. But I didn't tell him. I never said anything because I didn't want to put a damper on our friendship or risk anything because he was like that cool to me. And I certainly wasn't going to make out with him because I didn't know that he'd ever even like kissed a girl. So I just was like, I'm just digging the friendship and I didn't want to mess anything up. And then, like, I think it was a couple months later. Anyway, it was January of 1997 that he asked me to be his girlfriend. And I remember we were driving down the road when he asked me to be his girlfriend, and Sublime's Lovin's What I Got was playing on the radio.
Oh, my God.
it was the 90s. And I just, like, stopped the car because I was shocked. Because, you know, I was like, Ezra was, like, my dream guy. But I didn't think, like, everything that I'd gone through, everything that I'd done, all these stupid mistakes that I'd made, you know, I wasn't good enough for him. There was never a chance that somebody like him would like somebody like me because I was ruined. And he asked me to be his girlfriend and I was like, I stopped the car because I couldn't drive. And I looked at him and I was like, you like me? And he said, yeah. I was like, okay. And so that was, you know, the moment that we became boyfriend and girlfriend. And seriously, you guys, I totally thought the next day he was going to call me up and be like, yeah, I kind of changed my mind, you know. I was waiting for it for like days, turned into weeks, and I was like, he's just going to break up with me at any moment. He's going to wake up and realize I'm not the person he thinks I am, you know. And I realized after we'd been boyfriend and girlfriend for a couple of weeks, I needed to tell him everything, you know. I couldn't, because I really, really liked him, and I didn't want him to be with me thinking one thing, you know. I mean, obviously he knew that, like, I'd had lots of boyfriends and stuff, but he didn't know that I'd had sex with anybody or, you know, that I was raped, or he didn't know any of that. And I thought, I better tell him, because before my heart is totally, like, invested, I better be prepared for him to reject me. And I'd never been rejected before, other than by my real dad. So I was waiting, you know. I was like, okay, I've got to tell him. So I told him. I didn't tell him that I was raped, but I told him that I wasn't a virgin. And I was like, I remember we were at my house and we were in my room and I was like, Ezra, I have to talk to you about something. And I told him. And he said to me, and I'll never forget the words he said to me. He said, well, Jesus Christ forgives, so who am I to not? And I was like,